Fall officially started this week, which means a brand new slate of TV shows, including the show Pitch on Fox. In that show, Kylie Bunbury plays Ginny Baker, who becomes the first woman ever to play Major League Baseball. Here she is talking to her dad and then a teammate.
A girl will never be able to throw hard enough to compete with boys, not as they start growing. It's biology and we can't change that. That's why we need a secret weapon.
What is it?
It's called a screwball.
Enjoy your moment in the sun, because there's 29 pro teams as we speak figuring out that little trick pitch of yours. And when they do, I'll get my job back and you'll become the answer to a trivia question.
Okay.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
And let's talk about this show, Pitch. What do you think makes it work right now?
TV shows work best when they're about something that's a little bit ahead of where we are now. So there's been a lot of talk in sports. You know, what sport will be the first sport that is all male that will welcome female competitors on a professional level? And so it feels like something that could be happening right now, but it's a little ahead of where the sport actually is.
Well, another show premiered this week with huge ratings. This Is Us, and I've already heard somebody talking about how great this is. It drew 10 million viewers for its premiere on the first episode. Here's a clip with Gerald McRaney playing a delivery doctor talking with a young man who just lost one of his triplets during labor.
I like to think that maybe one day you'll be an old man like me, talking a younger man's ear off, explaining to him how you took the sourest lemon that life has to offer and turned it into something resembling lemonade. If you can do that, then you will still be taking three babies home from this hospital. Just maybe not the way you planned.
Eric, tell us about this one.
So this is a show. It's very interesting. It's a drama. Of course, it involves families. It centers on four people who are the same age, who have the same birthday, and who are linked in a way that I won't explain because that's a huge spoiler, even though the pilot episode, which reveals that twist, has already aired. We meet these triplets, the two that survive when they're adults. So it goes back and forth in time, the story does. And it's very well done. It's complex. My only question is, where do you go from the pilot where the twist sort of resets the board in a way and reveals connections between these characters that you couldn't have imagined when you started the story?
Hmm. Well, we've been talking so far about network TV shows, good old-fashioned network TV shows. Right now I want to talk about another show that is returning in its third season on Amazon. This is the show Transparent. And here's a clip from the trailer with Jeffrey Tambor playing Maura Pfefferman as she blows out the candles at a birthday party with her family.
What'd you wish?
Well, one of the things I wished for is that you don't call me Mappa anymore.
Why?
I thought you liked Mappa. How about you guys can start calling me Mom?
You want them to call you Mom?
I would love that.
Eric, what do you expect for the third season? Because the first and second were really great.
Right. Well, Transparent, the spine of Transparent is always the transition of its lead character, Maura Pfefferman, transitioning from male to female. And so we see that transition deepen as Maura considers gender reassignment surgery. The thing that's always been difficult for me with Transparent is that all the characters are incredibly self-centered.
Yes.
And so that speech that you heard, for example, Maura had not told her ex-wife, who is the woman who gets called Mom,
right,
by all these characters, that she wanted that, and had not told her girlfriend, who's played by Angelica Houston, that she was considering gender reassignment surgery, which is a pretty major thing that you would discuss with someone that you have a romantic relationship with. And these characters are all doing that. You know, of course, Maura's children are all struggling with different issues in different ways, but they're doing it in such a self-centered way that sometimes it's hard to connect with the characters. But some of the major criticisms of the show, the self-centeredness of all the characters, the lack of racial diversity in the cast, those problems still remain and have not been dealt with that much in this third season.
Okay, what are we missing, Eric, that we should be talking about? Shows to watch this fall and shows to avoid?
Well, there's an interesting show on HBO called High Maintenance. You know, we've got a lot of – not a lot, but we've got a little bulge of shows that deal with pot and deal with weed. And so this show is about all the different people who are connected to this unnamed pot dealer. I think he's called The Guy on the show. It's very good. It's really interesting. It's an under-the-radar kind of show. Also, to stay away from – I would say stay away from the show called The Great Outdoors. Joel McHale plays this outdoors writer who's celebrated, and he is forced by his company to work in the office. And he works with all these millennials, and he's in his 40s, and these crazy millennials, they're so, you know, they expect to get a trophy for everything. It's every stereotype about millennials sort of shoehorned into a show. And it's such a ham-fisted and sort of inelegant way of exploring those ideas that I really have come to hate this show. So,
well, not mincing any words right there.
One to see, one to avoid.
Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic, thank you so much, as always.
Always a pleasure.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.